You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Ba-na-na, bum, bum, bum. Hey now, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show.
Here's Chris DeSimo.
You are fake news.
Oh, oops.
Hey, yo,
oops.
Yo. Calm yourself.
Maybe listening to national news again?
Woo!
Whoa, baby. What's important? Let's see. Debates. Yeah. You know, impeach. That's it. That's all you need to know. Top of the hour.
My girlfriend Nancy was asked whether or not we're going to have a vote on this impeachment.
And yeah.
Of course, the answer is, of course, we're not having a vote.
Of course not. We didn't talk. Then we'll have to. We won't be able to talk about it for the next year. Are you kidding? We're 13 months away. We can't stop now.
Our job is to milk the crap out of this.
Yeah, baby. And it's the national news job to follow it and report with bias. It's so sad.
It's
I mean, when I read the news, I write the news, I try to write the news without bias. Now, when I report it on this show, I kind of put my little inject once in a while, okay, because we're friends around here, okay? But you're right, it's straight. But then the first line always has a clicker at the end, man. So,
explain.
Well, the China and the stocks went down this morning. Well, stocks went down 0.1 out of what? 35 million gazillion or whatever the hell the number is. I mean, it's like they always do that. Just listen. They always have to throw that little zinger in at the end and call it news. It's like, come on, people. Just report the news. We'll figure it out. If we don't like your news, we'll go someplace and get the news we like. That's how it is in the world today, okay? We get the news we want, not the, so it's baloney-oney. Just listen. We'll listen to the next one and see what they have to say.
Well, before this day is over.
Yes.
We're going to have a little discussion.
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
Of course. Of course. We've had such an amazing response to the Pliskin Acres PSA.
Yeah. You only played it once, right? Or twice?
Twice.
Yeah.
So we've had lots of requests for a replay on that. But the Pliskin Acres marketing department came up with the Driving Academy one.
Oh, really?
So we probably might play that. And then we got a email. It's a beautiful story about a new nonprofit out there helping young people, and we'll play that probably in the second hour. I just sent it to you, Ed. It's it's going to touch a lot of hearts. As we like to say, we have the folks from the Rotary Classic Car Show,
which
is happening this weekend.
It'll be gorgeous for that.
We
for sure.
have friend of the show Rob LeMaster, Make a Wish Foundation.
Mm.
Hold on, I gotta shut the door here.
Okay.
And then it's a 3-alarm fire in the third hour. Supervisor Allie Miller is going to be here. And we're going to be talking about a variety, what went down at the board meeting yesterday. We're going to be talking about the Golder Ranch bond that they're trying to get passed up on our side of town.
What?
We're talking about the surplus thing of all the money that Chucky Boy's been padding on the back end.
Yeah, the little slush fund. So 45, is it 50, 65
well,
million?
Well, it's $64 million this past year.
Yes.
But he's been averaging $45 million for the last 3 years. It's a $230 million that he has extracted out of you. Now, think about all the rhetoric about all the tax stuff that they've said. Remember Sharon Bronson said, well, you're getting the lowest taxes. All that
right,
jazz.
Yeah.
As they were overcharging you on your taxes so Chucky could have his pad.
Right.
I mean, come on. Remember all the 463 people, chamber people, SALC people, all the people in the thrall of the county walking around going, the county has no money to pay for roads. We must get more taxes out of you because the state of Arizona is evil.
Yes, I remember that. They're terribly evil.
Now, I want to give listener Keith kudos for a great reference to Chuck Huckleberry. The spandex Don. With his Huckleberry loop tights.
Sure.
Running around.
The Charles. Charles, is it Chuck Huckleberry? What's it? Is it Charles Huckleberry loop? I mean, you have to announce it like that. Now you just can't say the loop.
So the spandex Don is going to get eviscerated in the third hour. I'm just telling you. So, hey, Mark Evans, time to get out of your SpongeBob pajamas and get to work at about 8 o'clock. So be ready. We'll give you another warning on this before it's all over. So the third hour is going to be a spicy tamale. We're going to talk about a ADI story. The Arizona Auditor General finds the Arizona Board of Rodents lacked oversight and accountability. And we'll
surprise, surprise. Accountability.
I love that. I never realized until we had this op-ed that the Tucson has a Center for Community Dialogue. We'll have a few fun things to say about that. What else do we have? We're going to talk about legislators vote to audit the education department. We already had Steve Smith on, and we were covering the story in the summer. We had those empowerment scholarships for kids who need to go to charter schools because they have special needs. And the Kathy Hoffman, who is the current superintendent of schools, was dragging her feet, not responding to parents' phone calls or anything about my kid needs their scholarship before they start school in August.
Yeah.
So legislators voted to, we'll talk about that, to audit that program under Kathy Hoffman. So that'll be fun. And what else do we got today? We have to talk about, presidential Democrat candidates making big promise. This is from the Arizona Republic. Their big promises on what they're going to do for their first day in office. So that's comedy gold, as we like to say. We might get to intolerance and academia before it's all over. I know that sounds totally shocking. And one thing I do want to talk about is, oh my God, there's so much stuff to cover in this show today.
Well,
it's just so much, Ed. It's just so much.
Well, you got to get all done before 8, because then we start doing the county thing at 8, so
I will
do it.
I will tell you that the and Cantone sent out this article about the it's from a automotive news site called Newswheel about potholes, and it can't change that much, but it gave us the top 10 cities for potholes, and this is from 2015, and it was roughly, you know, we were number 5.
Imagine that. Potholes, bad streets. Chuck, how you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing
real good. I know my transportation. I was a transportation director. Remember that? Before I sat in this throne here? Yeah. I don't do nothing now. I got my soups do that for me.
I was out on the east side yesterday, which doesn't happen that often. Love the east side. Love to the east side, as we like to say. And I saw a couple of Ackerley signs that I didn't ever see on this side of town.
See?
Which are the ones that say, no sanctuary city.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
So it said, you know, vote independent Ackerley, and then it says no, has a little X in the box.
Yeah.
That says no on sanctuary city.
No, I've seen those. So it's not too late. I like the ones that I just started seeing that said mayor for all of us.
Really?
Yes. Why didn't he do that, you know, when he started this thing?
I don't know.
Because then you can make a divide, us and them, and you know who you are, and you know who they are. So, I mean, but you have to talk to people, man. You just can't say, jump in, you know?
This hour of Wake Up brought to you by our great friends at Cabco, CabcoAZ.com. 3 locations.
Bingo!
Wetmore, Valencia, near the Pima Air Space Museum, Sierra Vista. They make their own bricks, blocks, and pavers.
Cool.
So if you need a special stuff or anything to make your outside yards look better, Ed has a front yard, a side yard, and a backyard.
I do.
And
I got block wall. I got pavers in the back.
He's freaking mayor, for God's sake. So yeah. CabcoAZ.com.
I don't have a house like Don Diamond. You see the Don Diamond house spread?
I saw the article. I couldn't give a damn.
Yeah. You know, how many people he screwed to get that? Oh, come on, man. Don Diamond owns Chuck Huckleberry. Don't you understand? He's dead now. rest in peace.
They owned each
God
other.
Self, God, how do you say? God bless him so.
What
my mom used to say.
God,
you always say.
God rest his soul.
God rest, but it's like when you say something about somebody and then you at the end it's like, I guess it's God rest his soul.
Or you say God bless him?
Something like that, yeah.
I hope God bless us all. We all need help.
That's true.
Now, here's some good news. Got a message from our good friends at the Sister Jose Shelter.
Yeah?
And they're having an event, one of these thank you dinner things on the last Saturday of this month. And it sounds like the Wakeys are going to get a little bit of an honor for all the work you guys did this year to get water to the ladies at Sister Jose. So you guys are going to get a little love at the Sister Jose dinner on the 26th of October for all of the great work that you've done. So keep doing what you're doing. You guys saved a lot of lives this summer. So the Wakeys are the best. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Ed Alexander, Christopher DeSimone. Wow. Look at you going back to David Lee Roth.
I want to jump.
Look at you. Can you say a thing called Tobacco Road in Tucson now? Just saying.
I'm over 21. It's okay.
Look at you.
Rock on.
Look at you.
The DC 5. I'll play that for the DC 18 who were on the stage or something last night. I'm not quite sure how many because I didn't watch.
So former baseball player Curt Schilling says, quote, he is not going to run in CD1 against Tom O'Halloran. Not that any of this is a surprise. Now, he's the perfect guy for it. He's got nothing to do, and he's got lots of money. And CD1 is it's one of the worst drawn, that quote, independent redistricting commission. If you want the ultimate in gerrymandering, right, and the Democrats played the Republicans like fools on this one, it's the one that I live in, right? Nothing is more stupid than a congressional district that starts in Marana, heads over to my Oro Valley, heads up through the White Mountains.
White Mountains?
No, we're not even done yet.
I know.
Then we head up to the Navajo Reservation on the Four Corners. Then we whip it around through beautiful Tuba City, come back down to Flagstaff and Sedona.
Brilliant. Gerrymandering.
And remember, this is and then, of course, this has to be approved by the Department of Justice, which, of course, in those days was run by a guy named Barack Obama. Elections do have consequences, and I hear that governor and other quote prominent Republicans are going to make sure that doesn't happen again when we get into the 2020-2022 cycle of doing redistricts. So Ed brought up the DC the special friends yesterday. I want to get into some of their promise, what they want to do on their hypothetical first days.
It's sort of like the X-Men movies or something like that, the superheroes, when they brought them all together. Which one was that, right?
Well, of course, you have the Justice League and different things like that, you know. Or, if you want to go real old school.
For the world. Here they are. Brr.
I would have went with this. Not even just the Super Friends.
Yeah.
Now, some lady named A.B. Kablooker, who says she's running for office, the first day of office. Now, think about what's going on in your life and the world, right? Her first thing is, this will make Richard Elias happy. We're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you. On day two, she'll bring back the Obama-era rules that the Trump administration weakening emissions reduction targets. So that's her first two. Her first day of office, she's going to get us back in the Paris Climate Accord. The one that most of the other countries that are in it don't even really pay attention to themselves. And then, of course, what else are we going to do today? We have Kamala Harris. She's proposed the busiest day on January 20th. I plan on shutting down for-profit prisons on day one. Then she says she'll reverse a Republican tax reform bill that went into effect in 2018. So Kamala Harris is saying, take your tax cuts.
And shove them in your face. Yeah, because we're going to raise them again, baby. So vote for me. More taxes. Brilliant. I love those guys and gals.
Also, Kamala is going to, of course, rejoin the Paris Climate Accord.
I'll take care of everything.
And then, of course, she'll end his Trump's ban on transgendered people in the military. And then also the new rule that prohibits Title X funds from going to organizations that perform or refer for abortion. So Planned Parenthood's got to get their money back.
This is her first week of office.
Yeah.
Who's this?
That's Kamala Harris.
Oh, she's the big one.
Then we have Cory Booker.
Booker.
This man, every time he talks, he sounds dumber and dumber and dumber. His first day, of course, is we're going to reinstate pathways for citizenship for DACA kids and close loopholes on gun sales. And then, of course, it's not enough to decriminalize marijuana. We must repair the damage done to those communities that have been most harmed. So we must expunge the records who have served their time with. Oh, so basically, he wants to expunge the record of anyone who's been busted for at least marijuana stuff.
And spent time.
Yes.
Okay.
What else do we got here today? Oh, Pete Buttigieg, the guy who said America is not that great. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Is he still running? This is the gay gentleman who got to marry his dude and become the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and America sucks. Remember? Pete, move to Saudi Arabia. See what they think of you. See if you get to be a mayor of a town in Saudi Arabia. You don't know what you got until it's gone, as they like to say. What's Pete going to do for me? He's going to strengthen our democracy, make it easier to register to vote. Come on. Come
on. Everybody now.
And we're transitioning away from the Electoral College system.
Heaven forbid, like, boy, did they get that wrong back there in the 1700s.
Former Obama Secretary of Housing Julian Castro, who's quite a comic fellow, we're getting back into the Paris Climate Accord. He says he'll direct his attorney general to reverse the Trump administration immigration policies. Of course. Then he'll say he'll issue an executive order to address the concept of metering, which is limitations placed on the number of migrants that can be processed each day at a point of entry. That's called let's just really let it rip.
Let them in. Yes. These guys are good, man.
Beto, our boy Beto, and his, you know, in between using sixth grade level Spanish, he's going to overhaul immigration. He'll sign orders to detain only those with dangerous criminal records. This is from the Arizona Republic. This is not like from...
They ask anybody about this, or they just kind of make this stuff up?
This is their thing. This is when you get them talking again, you know? What's Liz Warren going to do? She's climate. Coastal communities have made it clear no more offshore drilling that hurts our planet. So her first thing is offshore drilling, and then reverse the ban of transgenders in the military. What else does Joe Biden want to do? He wants to promote more hugging from behind. That's weird. And smelling girls' hair. No, I just made that up. It's like, what are you talking about?
It's automatic.
Joe wants to go back to the days of the Obama world on immigration. Bernie's going to grant legal status to all DACA kids and their parents. So if you're someone who came here illegally, your kid was born here, which is the DACA kid, right, is the idea that the DACA kid and mom and dad, Bernie wants, just give them citizenship.
We owe them.
Correct.
Right? We owe them. I don't get nothing, but we owe them. It's okay.
And then, so anyway, that's...
Lucky for me, Mexico's 50 miles away. If any of this stuff happens...
You're out.
I'm out of here.
I got a
rock on the beach. That's
before the hour is over, we're going to do a story about how much did the tax cuts actually kick back to the middle class.
Yeah.
These are the ones that the Dems would like to take away
tax
from you.
They want to tax everything. Locally. statewide, nationally, they love their taxes.
Before we get there, we have our friends from Rotary talking about their big car show coming up this weekend. And then we have at the top of next hour, Rob LeMaster, Make-A-Wish, who's going to stop by. And then Allie Miller and Dee Simone, as we say in The Godfather, go to the mattresses in the third hour. So wake up, Tucson. You're on 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. What is going on with you?
It's Wham! Deep Tracks. Come on, man.
No, I'm okay.
You're a man.
Why Wham? What's going on? Okay, I'm okay with that.
I don't know.
Just don't play that Last Christmas song. That is the worst Christmas song ever recorded in the history of...
I don't even know if I know.
You thought Susie Snowflake was bad by Rose Clooney? Listen to that crap. Hey, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. Make sure if you miss anything, KVOI.com. If you want to find out more about Chris and his deepest, darkest secrets, go to DeSimoneHQ.com. Of course, it's fall at Alexander, which means... all the cool events are going on.
Yeah,
we just came off of a crazy weekend last weekend with Meet Yourself and all this other stuff. And so the hits keep on coming, as we say on KTKT at Alexander.
Thank you very much.
We have, of course, the Rotary Club of Tucson, Tucson Classics Car Show. And here today with us is Jason Graybosch. Did I say that right?
Yes.
And he is the chair of the car show. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you're a born and bred Tucson kid.
Yep. I'm a native.
And what high school did you go to?
Rincon.
Oh!
I told you, he's going to get all excited. There's a fellow Ranger in the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you said you played baseball and you graduated from Indiana State, came back to Tucson.
Yep. Didn't like the winters. Came back home where it was warm.
Amen. Amen. What position did you play?
I was a catcher and first baseman.
Ah. What'd you like better?
Catching.
Okay. Why?
Just involved in the game the whole time.
More stuff, yeah.
Sure. Well, you're involved in every play.
Yep, you are. You are. Yeah, it's the captain of the team, so to speak.
What town is beautiful Indiana State in?
It is in Terre Haute, Indiana.
How's that as a town?
It's okay.
Okay.
Glad to come home.
Well played. And what do you do for a living now?
I'm a commercial loan officer with Foothills Bank.
And how long have you been a Rotarian?
I've been a Rotarian for 14 years.
And what do you like about being a Rotarian?
Just a phenomenal group of people to be associated with, and we do a lot of great things for the community as well as for international projects and everything. So it's just a great organization.
So this car show, what annual car show is this? How many?
This is Lucky 13.
Wow. And this is your massive fundraiser for the year.
Yes. This is the only fundraiser that we do for the year.
And so what are we going to experience this weekend at the Classic Car Show?
Well, it should be another beautiful day. Right now we have a full field, so we'll have over 420 classic cars.
Wow.
Lots of cold beverages and good food to eat, so it should be a great day.
And weather-wise, so in the past it's been a little hotsy-totsy sometimes. I feel like we're in a nice mid-80s kind of weekend.
The forecast is calling for mid-80s, so it should be a beautiful day.
And of course, the University of Arizona is on the road.
Yep.
So that's always a bonus for anyone doing an event.
Yes, we've run up against them a few times in the past, but
so let's talk about this. You know, the Rotary has certain goals and areas of interest that they want to support with their money and their efforts.
Right,
and part of the money that's being raised this year goes to some of that.
Yes.
Which is, of course, reading is a huge thing for you guys.
That's originally why we started the car show, was to help with fund Reading Seed. And then we've kept with the literacy theme throughout the years. And so this year, again, our primary sponsor is Make Way for Books.
Okay. And you have three organizations you're benefiting.
Yeah. So Make Way for Books, Interfaith Community Services, and the Tucson Zoo are the three beneficiaries this year.
Okay. How do you guys come up with that group?
There's an application process.
Okay.
And then we have a committee that vets all that. And then they present it to the club. Then as a club, we vote on it. So Make Way for Books, we have a 5-year commitment for them, and this is the fourth out of 5 years.
Do you have a classic car?
I do not.
If you had a classic car, what would it be?
It would be a 55 Chevy. One of these days.
Kind of bluish, maybe?
I kind of like, they did one for Dale Earnhardt a couple of years ago that was white and burnt orange that I really liked.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Well, what was your first car you ever drove?
A 1980 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
That is so beautiful.
Big car.
So I will tell you that I'm in the same... You and I are same exact age.
Yes.
All right. My first one was a Oldsmobile Toronado.
Oh, okay.
It had a little longer front.
Yep.
It was jet black.
Okay.
It had the burgundy upholstery on the inside. It was like sitting in a living room couch.
Nice.
And that thing. So I'm a kid from New York moving to Tucson. So we got that car, right? The Buick Park Avenue.
Everything back east was black.
Right.
When I came in, all my clothes. When I came here and moved here from, all my clothes were black, right? Because you were East Coast. Then you come out here and you go, black doesn't work real well, but you still look cool.
So the kids that I was hanging around with when they first meet me, right? So the foreign sounding last name, DeSimone. They're like, what's that? That sounds weird. It sounds a little Italian. Got the Goomba thing going, and then I roll up in an old Toronado, and they're like, there's something wrong here. is your family in the witness protection program?
No, we're not.
We're just escaping from New York, just like Plissken, Snake Plissken, and Escape from New York, as we like to say. Ed, what was your first car before I get going? What was your first car that you remember driving?
Ford Fairlane.
Yeah.
There you go.
You remember the color of this beast?
White.
Okay.
Yeah, it was white.
All right.
So.
We've done this before in the past. If you want to tell us your first car you ever drove, give us a call, 790-2040. What is the hours of the show?
It's from 10 to 4. Parking, you can start parking at TMC lot off of Wyatt and Glenn at 8:30, and there's a free shuttle that'll bring you over. Parking on site will start at 9:30 because we got to get all the cars parked on the field, and that starts early in the morning. So we try and keep general public off the field or out of Gregory School until about 9:30.
So if you want to find out more, go to TucsonClassicsCarShow.com.
Yes.
And again, it's this Saturday, 10 to 4.
Yes.
And you can start parking at TMC Wyatt and Glenn at 8:30.
Correct.
And there'll be a convenient shuttle, free shuttle going back and forth.
They run about every 5-10 minutes.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, again, we love supporting you guys. And again, what'd you guys raise last year?
Oh, a little over 175,000.
Wow. Yeah, I said 100 last today. I undershot you by 75 G's. So last year, 175,000 that goes to, a lot of literacy. And that's something that's, of course, desperately needed, that kind of support in this town.
Yes, very much so.
Well, Jason, it was a pleasure meeting you. I got to ask you the question. Favorite two locally owned restaurants?
Locally owned, I would have to say La Rue's and any of the Trident restaurants.
You miss La Rue's?
I do.
So I just will tell you, I was telling Jason, I ran into the crew from La Rue's someplace. I feel like it was the sausage shop. It's where we all meet, and they're working on a new deal.
Good.
So they're working on another spot for a La Rue's. So you might be able to get back in there.
I'll be there.
I know you will. And then Trident. When do you get a Trident? What do you like a Trident?
The burgers.
Okay.
Yeah,
they do a nice job with the burgers.
Fries are good, too.
Yeah.
And their fish and chips are always good, too.
It's a fun atmosphere, too.
Very nice. You like the pizza one they do? The one on
I haven't tried the pizza one yet.
All right. Ed and I went there. I thought they did a nice job. Good ingredients.
Yep.
Well, Jason, it was a pleasure meeting you today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Rotary Club of Tucson, Tucson Classics Car Show this Saturday, 10 to 4. Remember, you can park. Oh, you got some tickets, Ed?
Well, I got tickets for you.
All right.
I got four packs of tickets here for you.
You have four tickets or four packs of tickets?
Both.
Thank you.
Yes. Let me see. Actually, how fast can I write? Yes, I do have four.
So
four packs.
16,
how do you like
16 Rincon grad is what we're talking about total.
Well, you figure that out. Let's do it, man.
All right. Second caller right now. We'll make it easy for you. Second caller gets four tickets to the Tucson Classics Car Show this
Third
Saturday.
Third caller gets four. You get tickets. Everybody gets tickets.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's like Oprah.
See?
So. All right. Have a great show on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you some numbers on the tax cuts that Ed's buddy Kamala wants to get rid of like yesterday. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Yes, boys. Here we go. Is this Wham?
No, I don't know. It's not Yes, I can tell you that. Hey, I want to congratulate JoJo and Kelly.
Wow.
All winners this morning. Four packs of tickets to the Rotary Club of Tucson Classic Car Show, the big one this Saturday at St. Gregory. I know, Gregory School. Yay!
Oh, that's right. DACA kids not born here, brought here a small child. I agree, Jonathan Hoffman. You're totally correct. And then his first car was a 67 Volkswagen Bug.
Ooh.
So, the And of course, everyone loves the idea of Ed saying, why Wham? Why not? Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So my girlfriend, I got a lot of girlfriends in politics, Kamala Harris says, this is one of her tweets. This is from yesterday. And first of all, this is from Sean Moran on Breitbart, but Kamala Harris, Amy Kablooker, I like saying Kablooker, and Vice President Joe Biden claim that the President Trump only lowered taxes for wealthy Americans and large corporations. Kamala, in a tweet yesterday, said, "We need to reverse Trump's trillion-dollar tax scam and use that money to give the hardworking families a raise." Biden's campaign Twitter account also wrote on Tuesday night, quote, "As President Joe Biden will repeal the tax cuts for corporations and the super wealthy and build a tax code that rewards work, not just wealth." Let's get to Amy Kablooker. When Donald Trump signed a tax bill, he actually told his friends at Mar-a-Lago, "You all just got a lot richer." And to come to think of it, that was not the first time. That was the first time all year that he told the truth. Now, let's get to some of the numbers here. So we have 82%. Now, remember, they said it's only for the super wealthy and corporations. 82% of American middle class households received a tax cut, and the average tax cut was $1,260. So remember, Obamacare obliterated the middle class's discretionary income by $500 to $600 a month for your extra health premium for insurance you can't use with your high deductibles, which made it probably even worse. So this gave you the average in American tax cut, $100 a month. In Ohio, where CNN's hosting this debate that happened last night, the average Ohioan got $1,476. 90% of Americans saw an increase in take-home pay. The tax cuts, there was a 3.3% raise wage growth and then help foster historic lows in unemployment. The tax cuts also doubled the child tax credit and expanded its eligibility, which greatly helps working class families. Furthermore, the Tax Cuts and Job Act also repealed the Obamacare individual mandate, which serves as a giant middle class tax wedge. 80% of those who paid Obamacare individual mandates made less than $550,000, making the mandate repeal significant tax cuts. So remember, if you didn't have insurance, you had to pay a penalty to the feds because you didn't have health insurance. So when Amy Kablooker, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden say this only helps the super rich, if you want a press that's in the bag for these people, let's see how many people at NPR, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, or any of these other places say, maybe you're not right about that. It did do my heart well after LeBron James shot his mouth off about the guy from the Houston Rockets. Remember, LeBron James, the high school graduate, I'm not saying that that's the horrible thing, that's all, but he's saying that the general manager of the Houston Rockets, who did a little meme that said basically standing with pro-democracy for demonstrators in Hong Kong, that he, quote, misunderstood. Like, he's not smart enough to understand, and LeBron is. It was nice to see the Hong Kong demonstrators burning the LeBron James jerseys in the streets of Hong Kong. It happens. We got to get to this day in music history. And then yesterday, I missed a big day. It was because I used to own one and my in-laws own one. It was National Pug Day yesterday. And if you want to go find a story, go back to our YouTube page. You'll find a story called Kill the Pug. And it's a story. It's a little discussion between me and Higgins. We didn't really kill the pug, but you got to go to our YouTube page. You can go through DSimoneHQ.com to find out more. Little Richard, his real name is, this is this day in music history, 1951. His real name was Richard Pennyman. He was already using the stage name Little Richard when he made his first recordings in 1951 for RCA at the studios of Atlanta radio station WGST. Then, of course, Frankie Lane was number one on the charts with Women in Love. And, of course, and I think my mom will tell the story. She was at a Frankie Lane concert where I think he kissed her hand or something like that. I got to get to that story. 1961, Decca Records released Crazy by Patsy Cline. And actually, if you may know this, and if you watch the Ken Burns Country Music on PBS, it was written by Willie Nelson. So it gave Nancy a number two country hit in 1962. Willie originally wrote it for a country singer named Billy Walker, but Walker turned it down. The song eventually, the success helped launch Nelson as a performer as well as a songwriter. Willie definitely needed the money if you watch the country music by Ken Burns. And of course, you know, Willie... It's amazing whatever Willie's done through his life. He's, you know, of course he's interviewed for this Ken Burns country music thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's still pretty lucid.
Yes,
doing
he
his thing.
Is. Great man. He's used to living like that, man, a long time.
We're just talking about how crazy, you know, it became a big hit in country music in 62. And it was written by Willie.
Absolutely.
And Patsy, of course, sang it. First night of a 2-month Motown's package tour started in D.C. Now, check this out. 1962, Ed.
Yep.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, baby.
The Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Wells.
Temptations.
The Miracles.
Yes.
And a 12-year-old Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Hit the road on a 2-month tour in 1962.
Motown Review.
Day Tripper was recorded at Abbey Road today. What else do we got here? Joan Baez was arrested with 123 others for blocking the entrance to the Armed Forces Induction Center in Oakland, California today. Bobby Gentry was number one with the...
Ode to Billy Joe.
No, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
No, she was. That was English. You read the English thing.
Oh, sorry. Leonard Chess passed away of a heart attack in 1952.
He lived here for a while.
He did. And then...
Chess Records.
Rick Dees...
Disco Duck.
Stupid Rick Disco T. Duck.
He was a great DJ, though. Really good DJ.
He got the voice.
Happy birthday. Did you do the birthdays?
I didn't do.
To Roger Hawkins, the drummer he's played with the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section.
Yep.
Okay, so he's played on Aretha, everybody's songs. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hell of a bassist.
Yep, and John Mayer. The body is a wonderland.
Did you ever get into...
Angela Lansbury.
Is her birthday today?
94, she's still alive.
I love Angela Lansbury.
I thought I'd bring it up. Go ahead. Did I ever
get into the Grateful Dead?
This much. Just on the surface.
What does that mean?
That means one or two songs, and I like the album covers.
Okay.
Okay. Want to congratulate... Hold on. Are
yes,
you
sir.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Joe number one...
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, number one, his first car was a 75 Chrysler Cordoba.
Nice.
With rich Corinthian leather. Right?
Thank you very much.
Let me see. Kelly was number two. His first car was a 70 Chevy Monte Carlo.
Nice.
I said, did it have rust spots? He said, hell yes. It came from the East Coast. When I think of Monte Carlo, I just...
Think of rust?
Yeah. I don't know why. Nice cars. Good looking cars, but I don't know. Joe number two, 66 Mustang.
Nice.
Light blue.
Very
nice. He said
nice.
He could run faster than that car could drive. But anyhow.
What do we got today for our holidays? It's World Spine Day.
Oh, good.
Which, I mean, of course, is take care of your spinal health.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some of the...
having no spine?
Yes, yeah, some of the politicians in this town.
It's National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
Okay.
How about
nice.
That?
That's nice.
That's on all of us.
Took mother-in-law to Sweet Tomatoes. Not last night, the night before. Is that clown?
I thought you liked her.
Hey. Everybody gets what they want. Sweet Tomatoes. That's my slogan.
A horrible day today.
Uh-oh.
Global Cat Day.
Yeah, baby.
Have you seen that
a little dander for
the Mayhem commercial for Allstate where he's
yes.
the cat?
Yeah.
That's exactly
you
why
like
you
that?
Never have a cat. Right there. Dave Ramsey will tell you it's National Cut Up Your Credit Card Day.
Mm.
It's National Boss Day. So whoever your boss
is. You're
supposed to be somehow nice to this person.
Mm. Well, we have some candy out front. So when the boss comes in, I'll just give him a piece of candy. Take it out of the little thing. Hey.
National Learn a Word Day. That was yesterday for a lot of people. We did Feckless.
Yes.
From the Power of Fives commercial.
What's that?
National Fossil Day.
Shut up. Don't look at me.
I didn't say
stop it.
As a kid, I grew up loving the whole dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
So I love going to the Museum of Natural History in New York. That was like my thing. And then this is a very curious holiday today. National Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. So the Marana Chamber, great job. The Hispanic Chamber, post Leah Marquez Peterson's on an iron lung. So please pray for those people. And then I can't think. Well, and then, of course, the Gay Lesbian Chamber is doing a great job. The Green Chamber, the Black African American Chamber is great. I can't think of any other ones that actually support local business that I would want to support them.